Where are you calling from, John?
Pardon?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my house in Minnesota.
Oh, you live in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Maybe you're still based in England there.
No. I moved over here in 75.
Uh-huh.
And my wife and I lived in Los Angeles for a while, and we had the children.
How many children do you
have? To move back to Minnesota, which is where my wife is from.
Oh, how many children do you have?
Two kids, two boys.
Oh,
yeah.
What do you think of the music scene in Minnesota? Is there anything happening there?
All sorts of stuff, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's good. There's a lot of good good rock bands, a lot of good soul bands. Princess thing is going on, of course.
All right.
And, yeah, it's a good place to be.
Do you miss Britain at all?
No. I go back there once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much now, because my parents are gone now, so...
Mm-hmm.
Not particularly.
Yeah. When does your tour start, or are you taking a break right now, or...?
Tomorrow. We're going out again, starting tomorrow. We're going to be out until the 21st of December.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Right. What sort of venues are you going to be playing this?
Larger clubs now, showcase clubs and stuff. We put the band back together about a year ago.
Oh, yeah?
And we've been working, we started out working pretty much anywhere they'd book us.
Mm-hmm.
And over the past year, we've built ourselves, I think, a good reputation as a live band. And so we're starting to get nicer gigs, and promoters are getting behind us.
All right.
You know, so it's getting real positive now.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe the music that you're making these days?
Well, it's rock and roll, beat group music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's pretty much what we've been doing all along, I think.
Mm-hmm. I see you've got Jeremy Shirley in the band.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Humble Pie, right?
Yeah.
How'd you come to get him?
Well, Jerry was there, I used to play with Jerry in a group called Natural Gas in 1976.
Oh, yeah.
We did an album together.
Oh, yeah.
And when our drummer, Mike Gibbons was in the band, the original drummer.
Oh, yeah.
He decided he didn't want to go out anymore.
Mm.
So it was just a bit much for him, so... You know, Jerry came to mind and we called him up just to see what he was doing.
Yeah.
And as it happened, he'd been not playing for a couple of months. He'd left Humble Pie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he decided that he'd like to come over and give it a shot with Badfinger.
All right.
It's working out real well for him and for all of us.
Steph, what about the other guys in the band? Randy Anderson?
Yeah, Randy's the guitar player and vocalist.
Where's he from?
He's from Minnesota here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, American guy, and he's done things with, you know, Bonnie Bramlett and some people like that.
Oh, yeah?
Great guitar player, plays slide, and he's just a knockout lad. You'll see him when you come to the show up there.
Oh, yeah.
He's a knockout lad.
You bet. And what about Mark Healy?
Mark's a bass player, yeah, and he come from, hang on, hello, Grant.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, good. Mark's from Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he lived out on the West Coast a long while, did a lot of work in studios out there. He's never really been in a name band, if you like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Are you writing material these days?
Sure I am, yeah. We've got a bunch. We're doing a new album in February.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Did you get a record deal?
Yeah, it's a new record label out of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Some people that we were involved in a long time ago with the Natural Gas Band.
Mm-hmm.
And they came and saw us, and we knocked them out, and they're putting a new record label together, and they want Badfinger to be their, you know, premier act.
Is that Earthtone, or...?
No, Earthtone was the solo label.
Oh.
Yeah, I did a solo album.
What's this label called?
It's going to be called World Records.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
And Jack Douglas is coming in to produce.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, he's
hot. Yeah, this will be his first project as well since the Starting Over album, or the Double Fantasy thing.
Oh, yeah?
This will be his first album since then.
Gee,
yeah.
So you're really going for it, then?
Absolutely, man.
When's this album going to be out?
I don't think we'll get it out on the market until April or May next year.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's something to look forward to there.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Like I say, we've got a bunch of real good, real strong songs.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be distributed by a major label, do you know?
Yeah, well, that's their business side of it.
Yeah, right.
We don't really have much to do that.
Okay.
But we're looking for, you know, a CBS and a Warner's to get on it.
All right, I've just been going through your bio here. I noticed it says you caught the attention of Apple Publishing personal manager Mal Evans.
Yeah.
And he got you the record contract with Apple Records?
Well, I don't know if that's exactly what went down. We actually shopped tapes to them.
Oh, yeah?
In Apple form, they said shop tapes.
Mm-hmm.
So we sent, I believe, three cassette tapes went in before the Descendants liked us.
Mm-hmm.
Mal did take a special interest in the band at that time. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how much he was actually involved in mm-hmm. signing us to Apple. George Harrison actually signed the band.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, actually, yeah, I made the deal with the group. It was George's baby there mm-hmm. for a while.
I guess that was a big move. You think the band would have made it if it hadn't gotten on Apple?
Well, I can only believe that we would have. Mm-hmm. I'd already been in successful bands at that time myself. And I know the guys had already had a minor hit in America with Maybe Tomorrow, although that was an Apple record, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know, I think the band was talented enough where something would have happened with or without Apple, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did it take... was it difficult to be, like, sort of in the Beatles' shadow doing that Come and Get It song, which a lot of people thought was the Beatles? I thought it was the Beatles when I first heard it.
Yeah, that was it. It did get a little difficult, but, you know, we got to live with it and mm-hmm. deal with it. You know, it was mm-hmm. okay.
Which has been your biggest hit song so far?
The biggest hit we had in it was Day After Day.
Oh, yeah, right.
That was the biggest hit we had, mm-hmm. but, you know, different ones in different countries,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So, 14 million albums, it says here.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, yeah.
So are you still getting royalties from them?
Yeah, we did a big lawsuit in London a couple of years ago, and we got all our royalties from, you know, we got involved with crooks back then and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not mobster crooks, but just, mm-hmm. you know, fucking business people. And
yeah, right.
They stole a lot of the money. And, I want to point out this has nothing to do with Apple Records. A lot of people seem to be under the impression that mm-hmm. we had some kind of lawsuit with Apple.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't. What happened, in fact, was myself and Tommy Evans, who was the bass player at the time,
mm-hmm.
asked Apple not to play any more royalties out because this guy was just stealing them.
Really?
So Apple put the money in escrow.
Mm-hmm.
And what we had to go to court for was to get the money released from escrow and distributed to the band.
Oh, I see.
And we had to finalise the, you know, the claims by these managers mm-hmm. and get rid of all of that stuff.
So you got that all cleared up now?
Yeah, we got that all cleared up and we get our royalties now.
All right. I was wondering, were you good buddies with the Beatles back then?
Not particularly good buddies. We did a lot of work with them and, you know, mm-hmm. I didn't go out drinking with them or anything like that, mm-hmm. you know. But, yeah, we got to know them. Obviously, we were working with them. We worked with George for 3 months straight.
Yeah.
Work with John on the Imagine album.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What did you do on the Imagine album, I was wondering?
We played guitars on it. We played on Jealous Guy and I Don't Want to Be a Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple of songs, really. But.
All right. I guess you were pretty shocked when Lennon got murdered there.
Oh, unbelievable mm-hmm. that, yeah. 3 day down.
Mm-hmm. You also played at the George Harrison Bangladesh concert, eh?
Yeah, we did that. Well, it's because we'd done the All Things Must Pass album.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we played all the acoustics and stuff on that.
Oh, right.
And when George did the Bangladesh concert, he put the same band together.
Mm-hmm.
And he called up and asked us, would we do it?
All right.
And, you know, nobody got paid or anything. It was just a charity gig, but it was...
Was it a good gig?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Was it a good gig?
Oh, it was great. Are you kidding me?
Mm.
It was knockout. I think the band was a 23-piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had the entire horn section there, the Jim Horn and all those Muscle Shoals people.
Right.
And people like Leon Russell and mm-hmm. Eric Clapton, Billy Preston, Ringo, Jim Keltner.
Yeah.
You know, all sorts of great players. It was George himself, obviously, and mm-hmm. it was a great pleasure to do it.
Yeah.
Knockout.
Does Badfinger have any songs on the Concert for Bangladesh album?
Mm-hmm. No. It's funny, people have asked me that before. They've asked actually, but why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Billy Preston got to do a song.
Yeah.
And Leon Russell got to do a song. How come Badfinger weren't allowed to do a song? And mm-hmm. I think that was a game, maybe part of that, you know, Beatles Badfinger thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where people were saying, well, I mean, Rolling Stone actually said that Badfinger sounds like what the Beatles would sound like if they got it together. And maybe something like that was going on. It might have peeved them a little bit, I don't know. But we didn't get to do anything like that. John Lennon's been quoted as saying, if you want to see the Beatles, go and see Badfinger. You know? Because we did the same thing, pretty much. Whether it was copying them, I don't think we were actually copying them. They were mm-hmm. obviously a big influence on us, you know.
Yeah.
I think more to the point on that score would be that we were raised, I was raised like 3 blocks from John Lennon.
Yeah.
You know, when he had Chuck